Brittany.
Hi, I'm Helena.
And we're Nice on the Band.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time, we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Hi, this is Jen Grant, and you're listening to CFRC in Kingston.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat, beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat,
beat.
Join us every Thursdays at 1 on CFRC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Zoa.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter. Banter.
Hi, I'm Cam.
I'm Boris.
And we are Cassor. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
Hey, I'm Ewan.
And I'm Ryan.
We're from the Sheepdogs.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
KPP concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM are turning up the heat this winter with a stacked lineup of shows. At the Broom Factory, don't miss out on Metal Fusion cellist extraordinaire Raphael Weinreth Brown on January 23rd. On February 14th, you can see local rockers Casador take the stage, while Canadian punk rockers The Flatliners are live on February 20th. And don't miss out on Daniel Romano's Outfit on March 13th, followed by Schoolhouse and Braden Lamb on March 15th. And the winter season rounds up with the Sheepdogs live at Kingston Grand Theatre on March 16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
I'm radio.
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
And good morning. Welcome back. It is 10 a.m. here in Kingston, Ontario. You are tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. For those of you listening in through the web, we are located in Kingston, Ontario, the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May, as you could probably ascertain from the promotional. Today, we are going to be doing my favorite thing to do at 10 a.m. and getting a little bit political, a little bit upset. I'm going to try to stay fairly, I don't want to say scholarly, but erring on a side of caution in terms of cultural sensitivity, because today's topic is Iran. Now, I'm going to be playing all Iranian music, not only from artists that are currently from Iran or were from Iran at like the time of
the music being released, but artists that are part of the diaspora, mostly Canadian based artists, just because it tended to work out that way. But we'll have a mix of more traditional Iranian Persian music, as well as some more experimental genres, some more modern genres like rap or hip hop. So I hope you stay tuned for that. Now, the reason that this episode is very timely is, I'm sure if you've been online, if you've seen the news, if you have consumed any amount of information in the past few weeks, you will know that there has been something going on in Iran at the present moment. Again, I should clarify, a lot of my information comes from my partner and his family. They're immigrants from Iran. They came here in the 90s, and then my partner was born in Canada. So I recognize that I have a bit of a bias when it comes to approaching this topic because they are so near and dear to my heart, but I did want to take a moment and use my show as a way to provide a bit of a baseline of information on what's happening. So if you aren't aware of anything that's happening in the current present moment, there have been some uprisings, some say revolutions, protests in the streets of Iran. They tried to take Tehran, which is the capital city. And it's basically, this has been a kind of buildup of some economic strife, but then also political, social, religious strife. Right now, Iran is under the Islamic regime, which has basically stripped away certain freedoms that they had prior to the revolution in 1979. And basically, the key focal points are economic stability as well as religious issues. Not everybody wants to be part of Islam. Not everybody wants to dress in the traditional attire, wearing hijab, wearing modest clothing. There's a lot of issues with women's rights presently. And even just like control of information and almost like a dictatorship, which if you look throughout Iran's history, there have been a lot of issues with kind of a vacuum of power and as well international, I'm forgetting the word, but lots of international parties are very interested in Iran's resources, whether that be the oil, whether that be the richness of the culture, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. For a lot of reasons, there have been a lot of hands in the pot of Iran, and that's kind of coming to a boil. There's been a lot of violence, a lot of oppression, specifically regarding these protests. There's estimated to be about 12,000 deaths in relation to it, whether that's deaths on the street, whether, you know, there's a lot of fear of going to hospitals to treat injuries that were acquired during the protest, because all the protesters are ordered for execution under the current supreme leader, I guess you would say. And I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of the name, but Khamenei. Anyhow, there's a lot happening, and I want to use this as a way for you to go and seek out other information. I'm not saying this is the be-all to end-all, but definitely be aware that this is happening. That being said, I wanted to take the time to highlight some artists, both present and past, that represent Iran, that are Irani, Persian. I do want to note quickly that Persian is an ethnic group under the nationality Iran, so you can have multiple different types of people in Iran that aren't Persian. My partner's family happens to be Persian. Also, bear with me as I pronounce things. I'm going to do my best to pronounce it correctly. I consulted my partner on the pronunciation of some of these names, which are in Farsi, or in the Persian language. So bear with me, but I hope you enjoy today's episode, and I hope that maybe you can walk away from it and be curious about what's happening, want to be informed, and generally just be more conscious about what's happening in the global sphere, whether it's political, whether it's social, whether it's just human rights based. So today we are going to start things off with this artist that is based out of Montreal. Now, this track is called Deconstructed. It's off of an album from 2019 called Khane. It's K-H-A-N-E-H. This artist is called Goldpissar, which my partner translated roughly to be like pretty boy. Gold, I guess, means flower, and Pissar means like boy. Together, it's basically like a semi-correct translation, but like a translation based in meaning. Anyhow, this song is kind of a mishmash of more electronic, more modern sense of music, but then you have these elements and you have this sampling from more traditional Irani music. So I found that it was very interesting. I enjoyed it sonically, and I don't know. I know that this artist was present at MuTech Montreal at some point in the recent time, in the past 5 to 10 years. I really hope that we see more music from them. But they studied electroacoustic music at Concordia in 2019. So that coincides with the release of this album. And then after that, I think it's kind of an obligation when talking about Irani music that you play gagouche, the same way as when I talk about Arabic music and like Arab and Lebanese culture, I play ferouz. It's kind of an equivalent, or I guess for Canadian like Celine Dion, like the more trad pop vocalists. So this song is a gagouche song, but it has some collaborators, Leila Forohar, Shahrazad, Sepinlu, Sogod, and Daria Dadvar. Again, apologies for my pronunciation on anything. This song was released in 2022, which there was another sort of political turmoil, revolution, riots, protests happening at that time. So I think it's very related, but it's called Dobare. And then after that, we have one more, I guess, more modern track that's not necessarily related to the themes of the revolution or the uprising, but it's by another Canadian Irani artist, Pater, and it's called Every Waking Hour. I played them on my other show last year, I believe, but this is off of the album 4-7 Company from 2024. Pater is a really interesting artist. They have sort of this dramatic alt pop rock sound, and I'm super excited to see where their career leads. I'd love to see more music from them. So without further ado, here is Goldpissar with Deconstructed right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
دنباله کدوم مسیری توی تاریکی مطلق کدوم مسیری کدوم مسیری کدوم مسیری We'll be right back.
acostar de hierro yo y sabore aspearla. Don vole codum asiri tuietori che motla.
جدال قدرتش مردونه است، تو برای حق زن بودن من ایستادی. من به فردای تو و نسل تو ایمان دارم. ای طلوع اولین تجربه آزادی.
Ihre Mann, sie kann.
I see how time devours, and I am more afraid. I summon all my will, I gather all my power, but every waking hour I am more afraid. I am more afraid. The best of my intent, the sum of all my age, is nothing in the face of every waking day. My reservoir of faith, my beacon of is nothing in the face of every waking hour. In the wake of every fall, the aftershock of pain embedded in my veins, and I am more afraid. O canopy of will, O beacon of desire, summon you I still, my eyes with saline filled, my rigor nearly killed. In every waking hour,
and welcome back. You just finished listening to Peter with Every Waking Hour. Before that, we had Gagouche with Dobare. And at the very top of that set, Golpazar with Deconstructed, dot, dot, dot. As you might have been able to tell, maybe not, I'm doing an episode kind of to highlight some different Iranian artists, whether they're directly like living in Iran, were living in Iran at the time of making the song, or part of the diaspora. So we just heard from two Canadian artists, one based out of Toronto, one based out of Montreal, as well as a Persian classic, Gagouche. I feel like every time I talk to my partner, who is Persian, every time I talk to his parents about Irani music, it's Gagouche or Hayadeh. Anyhow, one disclosure I'm going to say before I get into the next few songs is my pronunciation is not great. I've been trying to get better at it. I do want to like learn a bit of Farsi because that's the language that my partner speaks at home with his parents. I also think it's a beautiful language. But so I've been told, I pronounce everything like it's French because French is my second language. So every time I pronounce something, my partner's like, no, you're pronouncing it French. I'm sorry. So I wrote out some of the phonetic pronunciations for some of the artists that I'm playing today so that I hopefully don't butcher it. Anywho, super quick, just talking about some of the protests that are happening in Iran. I think it's really important to be aware of global events. I think it's really important to try and get as much information as you can in regards to what's happening internationally. So whether that's reading articles, speaking to friends that you might have that are part of those communities, I will say I always recommend getting a diversity of sources. Obviously, my partner's family has a very specific biases because they are ethnically Persian, and they do, like, they're from the time of the Shah. That's the Iran that they know. So sometimes we'll watch Persian media and they don't necessarily agree with the viewpoints because they're coming from a very different place. For example, we watched Persepolis, which is a very wonderful comic strip that has been adapted into a film and that talks about the revolution, but it comes from the perspective of a young girl. It's written by Marjan Satrapi. Again, mispronouncing things, my apologies, but it's just a very interesting perspective, and it's a little bit different from maybe some of the more academia-focused literature that you might find on Iran, specifically revolving around the revolution in 1979. So I recommend doing your own reading, finding your own context. Obviously, journalism is a really great way. I love to support independent journalism rather than more corporately owned journalists and like newspapers, journals, etc., because it tends to represent a diversity of voices rather than a very specific viewpoint that might be founded in a commercial influence or a commercial biases. Anyhow, that being said, I recommend you go and research what's happening in Iran, even if you just read the first few articles that come up on your Google search, or you look into, you know, what happened during, like, you can literally find podcasts. I listened to one this morning just to refresh myself on some of the finer points of the history. I didn't want to misspeak. But there's a podcast that I listened to this morning, and it's a three-part series about the past 100 years in Iran. And definitely some of the information on this is a little bit different than what I've heard from my partner's family because of their context within the revolution and being pre-revolutionary Persian. But that being said, that podcast is called Wiser World. And it's basically just, it's a, you can learn about different parts of the world with relation to certain cultural events that are currently happening. That being said, we're getting into the next few songs here because I've been talking and I'd rather you be able to listen to the voices of the Iranian people rather than my voice. So we're going to kick it off with a song that is very to the point with its title. It's only 50 seconds long, but it's called Free Iran by Feridun Farrokhzad. Again, my pronunciation, I'm going to keep saying that because I feel horrible to mispronounce these things. But basically, this artist was somebody who was exiled from Iran after the revolution. They were a showman, a host, a poet, an actor, a political activist, singer, humanitarian, writer. After the revolution, moved to Germany and then was subsequently assassinated in basically a line of political assassinations that were put together by the administration at the time, which was the leader of the Islamic regime. So was assassinated in 1992 because he was against the current administration, even though he lived in Germany. And I don't know. I think this is a very interesting person to look into. I certainly want to take a step back after this episode and do a lot more research on a lot of the more modern artists, but also a lot of the more like the artists that existed in and around the time of the revolution and have that perspective from before and after. After that, we have Iran, Iran by Maziar. This is off of a 1985 album, Harf Bazan. And Maziar is another, like, much more traditional pop artist. This is a song that came up on a lot of the playlists that were kind of centered around the Iranian revolution of today. So I wanted to include that because it seemed prominent in the movement, in the culture. And then after that, I'm putting another contemporary artist. This is Azadi with Crown, off of 21 Years, which came out in 2019. I believe Azadi is an American Iranian artist. And I was introduced to this artist by my partner's cousin, so shout out to them. I have this on quite a few of my other playlists, and I wanted to include it just because I do enjoy it. And then finally, after that, we have another Canadian artist based out of Montreal, and this is Nagame. I'm not going to pronounce it with the G sound that I do in French because my partner will laugh at me, but this is Etoile Filant. This is a song in French, but this is an Irani artist, so I felt it was necessary to highlight. So without further ado, here is Free Iran by Feridun Farrokhzad right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May.
آج محصر رو مردمی بکنن که در طول تمام این سال ها نفهمیدن یه فرقیست بین جانی و عالی حتی دوباره جانی رفتن نماز خون شدن ریش گذاشتن برای که سبتومن پول بگیرن جهان میگذره با سبتومن این سبتومن برای من 10 سال دیگه میتونم زنده بستم ولی خیلی بده که آدم فاحشه مغزی باشه
اگر ایران به جز ویران سرانی من این ویران سرا و هوا
کش من این آب و هوا تمام عالم از آن شما من یک تک جا را دوست دارم من یک تک جا خدا دوست دارم دوست دیگه ندارم وقت موندم من این شب رو رها می کنم از درد شبونم دل موتن من مرد ز بیداد زمون های های گر که بیگانه بشه هم وطن من های 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 سرم روی تن من نباشه گر که بیگانه بشه هم وطن اگه خاک منم از دست بره جایی ندارم دلم میمیره از واسه دیگه نایی ندارم به جز نام تو ای مام وطن ای موتن من دگر بر روی لبهای خود آبایی ندارم ایران 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 سرم روی تن من نباشه گر که بیگانه بشه هم وطن
lumière de chaque petit point. Sont-ils encore si loin? Chaque lumière de chaque petit point. Sont-ils encore si loin?
And that was Étoile Filant by Nagame on CFRC 101.9 FM. This has been The Mood with May. We've been doing Iranian diaspora music. Nagame is from Montreal. So she's Iranian-Canadian. And then before that, we had Azadi with Crown, which I connected. I learned the word for freedom. And then I was spelling out over the phone all of the names of these people to all of the names of the artists to my partner. So I could be like, how do you pronounce this? So I'm not completely butchering people's names. And he was like, oh, Azadi. And I was like, wait, that's freedom. And I made that connection yesterday, and I had no idea before that. So with Azadi with Crown, before that, Mazayar with Iran, Iran, and Faridun Ferohazad with Free Iran right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. My final comments here are going to be reiterating what I've been saying. Just make sure that you are educated on current events, even if it's not happening inside Canada. It affects people all over the world. It affects the dynamics of global politics, but it also affects the people that you encounter in your day-to-day life. And it just helps to be able to approach these topics with some type of compassion and empathy. And you can only really do that if you're informed in what's happening. Obviously, using the people that you know, if you have Iranian people in your friend groups, in your family, in your extended family, et cetera, et cetera. But also, like, doing your own research, reading news articles and, like, history books and all of these things. Don't just rely on the people to tell you, because you should have a certain base level of information, or at least try to. We're going to get into the last few songs, and we might run out of time for the last one, so we'll do the last three songs. So we have Arta with Hame Famedan. This is off of the album of the same name from 2022, December of 2022. After that, we have Adam Barfi by Karush, Arta as well, and Sammy Lowe. This is off of... it's a single from December of last year, so 2025, in response to some of the things happening in Iran right now. And then finally, after that, we have Shapur with Margbar Kalin Nizam, releases a single in October of 2022. Now, the reason that the end of 2022 is significant in this context is because it was a very similar uprising, and it was led by this very famous activist in Iran, Mahsa Amini. And she led a lot of the protests in 2022, specifically in relation to women's rights, freedom under the oppressive rule. And she was, like, very educated, and she had a lot of people rally behind her. And then especially after her death, there was a lot more uprisings. And people are comparing the incident that's happening now, even though it wasn't facilitated by one specific person, in comparison to what was happening in 2022. So I think that's a good point of reference for more modern revolutionary, modern protests in Iran. One of the biggest things is making sure that you're continuing on the names of the people who have fought for the people and on behalf of, you know, on behalf of or against of political corruption, unrest, but also on behalf of like social political activism. Anyhow, we're going to get into the last few songs. So thank you for bearing with me if you stuck through it. Hopefully you maybe found some Irani artists that you want to incorporate in your day-to-day playlist. But otherwise, I hope you learned something and you're inspired to go look into more information about Iran and what's happening there presently. We're going to kick it off with Hame Famidan by Arda right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This has been The Mood with May.
دارن دونه دونه میدن رو جاست خیابون نامی که شهر رود کن چهار سال بیرون هم و دلم اونجاست پایی نبودی که برم اوندنم کلی زور زدم شدم خوب بلد تش بستنمون بردنم بوین سرباز در باز کرد بود فنم نمیخواب سرم حرفای تکراریو میگن دستمون بر نمیادش کاریو بزا بگن هرچی که دلشون میخواد یارو تران با هم جشن میگیریم آزادیو هستی که اون بخواست فرا نداری که جمع کنی سرمایه طلا برگا تو کمی مکاس بقا مولا رو زمین امام هوا چیه چرا ترسیدی یه هنری بگا جمع شدی کاری کن بکنه سری صدا میخواه حواسا رو پرت کنی بازم ولی دوباره دیگه داره تمام میشه علی گدا اینو همه فهمیدن آره همه فهمیدن با تگ غریب هم برو مردم منتظر نفر بعدی هم بی وسط جمعیت دنبال در سری اگه نیاد اصلاح تو میذاریم دم شیخه دیگه همه فهمیدن دیگه همه فهمیدن شما کی شما کی شما کی دیگه همه فهمیدن همه فهمیدن شدن سردار ها بیگونه ها میدن بره سر بالا دار خونه ملت رو میریزن و میگن دستور اومده از بالا ها نمیرم زیر حرف زوزا خواهد خورد کنن سر تا پاهامو ایران همه چی ما از من گرفت همه رو عوض کرد حتی بابامو مردم ایران میخوره قلمون ترک کسله رو میگیرن سمتمون هدف بچه و پیر نداره براش فرق و این روزا هر جای شهرمون ترست داستان همه یه مشرف و کلک همه چی دروغ بود دستمون سرک نداری ما استقلال و پرسپولیس آبی با قرمز رنگمون برمش
What do you miss most about? Now what I miss or what makes me really cry is that we could have been this year, surely by the end of 82, something quite viable. And what are we now?
میگی بودی کاشکی اونو
نگاروش دینامو ببین چی ساختی تو از من دیوونه کرد